Welcome to Commercial Property Briefing. I'm Georgina. Today, Leicestershire. Here's the headline. Leicestershire is one of the most strategically positioned commercial property markets in England. A Big Nine regional centre at Leicester, sitting at the meeting point of the M1, the M69 and the East Midlands Airport logistics belt. And it's underpinned by recent auction prints up to nearly £3 million on prime city centre retail. Let me set the scene. Leicestershire sits at the geographic centre of England. The M1 runs north to south, straight through the county. The M69 connects Leicester westward to Coventry and the M6. The A46 and A47 feed regional traffic from Lincolnshire, Northamptonshire and Warwickshire. And East Midlands Airport, Britain's largest dedicated air freight hub, sits immediately north of the county boundary. The county's population concentrates on Leicester, the largest single city in the East Midlands at roughly 372,000 people. The seven other principal towns add another quarter of a million between them. Loughborough is the second largest centre, dominated by Loughborough University, consistently ranked among the top three sports performance institutions in the world, and a cluster of advanced engineering occupiers around its science and enterprise park. Hinckley and Colville anchor the western and northwestern logistics catchments, with Magna Park at Lutterworth, Europe's largest planned distribution park, sitting south of Hinckley, and the Bardon Hill distribution belt feeding the M1 directly north of Leicester. Industrially, the county is structured in three layers. Leicester is a Big Nine office market with a substantial public sector, legal professional services, university and broadcast occupier base. There's a deep textile and garment manufacturing heritage running through the city core that continues to feed conversion and mixed-use schemes. The second layer is logistics. Magna Park, the Colville and Bardon catchment, the Hinckley Junction at the M1 and M69. Collectively, that makes Leicestershire one of the most active national distribution markets in the UK. The third layer is a specialist food cluster centred on Melton Mowbray, Mars Petcare, Pedigree, Samworth Brothers, and a deep base of food manufacturing SMEs, which is unusual at this scale outside Lincolnshire. There's one more piece worth flagging. Leicester has one of the most diverse Hindu, Sikh, and Muslim populations in the UK, which underpins a deep convenience retail and SME occupier base across the city. Two universities, the University of Leicester and De Montfort University, anchor a substantial student and build-to-rent demand pool. Why should an investor care? Because that mix of Big Nine office, Golden Triangle logistics, specialist food manufacturing, and a deep SPV residential investment book produces tenant covenants and asset profiles that lenders price comfortably across the cycle. Let me give you the numbers. HM Land Registry, the government body that records every property transaction in England and Wales, recorded 4,105 commercial leaning transactions across the eight principal Leicestershire towns over the rolling 5 years to the first quarter of this year. That sits alongside 23,104 owner-occupier residential transactions in the same window. Leicester alone accounts for 2,414 of those commercial leaning trades, close to 59% of the county total. Now let's talk about where the action is. The top three towns for commercial activity. First, Leicester. Leicester is the dominant market by some distance, the only Tier 1 centre in the county. 2,414 commercial leaning transactions over the rolling 5 years. A median price of around £220,000, with an interquartile range running from £165,000 at the lower end to £309,000 at the upper end. The auction tape here is the deepest in the county. 10 Acutus lots have come through match to Leicester. The headline print is 30 to 32 Granby Street, which sold at £2,895,000. Sitting alongside that, you have two HSBC bank lots, 2-6 Gallowtree Gate at £2,360,000, and 1-3 Humberstone Gate at £2,070,000. And on Granby Street, the San Carlo restaurant unit at 38-40 Granby Street cleared at £840,000. Second, Loughborough. 716 commercial-leaning transactions, the county's second deepest market by transaction count, a median of £227,500. The university anchors the local economy. That top three sports performance institution drives advanced engineering occupier demand around its science and enterprise park. 14 retail and 12 office transactions register in the keyword matched series. The Acuitas signal here is more cautious. The Barclays Bank lot at 3 Marketplace was withdrawn after auction, illustrating the secondary bank parade repricing now underway in Market Town pitches. Third, the logistics tier. Colville and Hinckley together. Colville recorded 270 commercial-leaning transactions at a median of around £194,000, anchoring the northwestern logistics catchment around Bardon Hill. Hinckley recorded 205 transactions at a median of £225,000, sitting at the M1 and M69 junction immediately north of Magna Park. 5 Acuitas lots have been matched to Hinckley, of which only one cleared under the hammer. 13 the borough at £337,000. That clean ratio, 1 sale to 4 withdrawals, is the most important read on secondary high street repricing in the county tape. Worth a quick word on Melton Mowbray and Odeby too. Melton Mowbray recorded 204 transactions at a median of around £227,000, the food cluster anchor for the county. And Odeby, although it falls below the threshold for separate commercial reporting in the bundle window, did surface a notable auction print, 27-31 the parade at £1,850,000, up at Siston, just northeast of Leicester, 1282 and 1284 Melton Road. Cleared at £491,000, with 2 further small lot sales on Siston High Street at £249,000 each. So let's talk about the yield environment overall. The Acuitas dataset for Leicestershire is narrower than the larger northern counties, but it's a real read. 16 lots matched to the county, 10 in Leicester, 5 in Hinckley and 1 in Loughborough. 8 sold under the hammer, 6 were withdrawn. The cleared lots have disclosed sold prices, but no published net initial yields. So this is a capital value read, not a clean income yield read. The pattern is clear. Prime Leicester City Centre retail and bank parade product is being absorbed at robust prices. The headline cluster between roughly £2 and £3 million on Granby Street, Gallowtree Gate and Humberstone Gate proves that. Secondary Market Town High Street stock is being repriced rather than sold at headline guides. The Hinckley withdrawals at Marketplace and Castle Street, and the withdrawn Loughborough Barclays lot prove the other side of that. Reading across to wider research, prime Leicester office and retail trades broadly in line with Big Nine regional benchmarks. Multi-let industrial and logistics in the M1 and M69 corridor clears in line with the wider Midlands Golden Triangle. Which brings us to lender appetite. The lender landscape is anchored on Leicester. Lloyds, NatWest, Barclays, HSBC and Santander all maintain active East Midlands regional teams, with Leicester functioning as the principal coverage point for the wider county. Lloyds and NatWest are typically competitive on senior debt for sponsors with a track record. Challenger banks dominate the £1 million to £15 million SPV mid-market, the segment where the bulk of those 4,105 commercial-leaning transactions sit. Aldermore, Shawbrook, Oaknorth, Alica, Hampshire Trust and Cambridge and Counties are all active across the county on commercial investment, semi-commercial and small-ticket development. The county's logistics waiting at Magna Park, Colville Bardon and the Hinckley Junction means the Challenger panel sees significant industrial flow alongside the more traditional mixed-use book. Specialist, short-term and development lenders. Together, LendInvest, Octane, Roma, Glenhawk, Avamore cover bridging, refurbishment and value-add finance across the county. What to be cautious about? 4 things. First, logistics supply absorption. The new and consented distribution shed pipeline across Magna Park, Bardon and the wider Golden Triangle is material relative to demonstrated occupier demand at the higher rent tiers, so lenders are focused on stabilised rent assumptions in the underwriting. Second, Two-speed retail demand. Prime Leicester product attracts genuine investor competition, but the cluster of withdrawn Hinkley lots illustrates the discount required to clear secondary pitches elsewhere. Third, textile and garment heritage remediation. Parts of the Leicester City core sit on legacy manufacturing footprints carrying contamination, structural and listed consent risk above modern stock. Fourth, student market dependence. Loughborough is unusually reliant on a single university, and Leicester's student book sits across both De Montfort University and the University of Leicester. HMO and student accommodation lenders price both towns around stabilised academic year occupancy assumptions. Outlook. The 12-month picture for Leicestershire commercial property finance through to the second quarter of next year is one of measured continuity. HMLR transaction volumes look stable at the higher end of the post-2022 range. The Acuitas tape confirms an active two-tier auction market, prime Leicester retail and bank parade product clearing at robust capital values at one end, and secondary Hinkley, Loughborough and market town product being repriced at the other. What to watch? Grade A office in the Leicester City core, Magna Park, Barden, and the wider Golden Triangle logistics absorption picture, as the development pipeline is delivered into a more cautious occupier market. Loughborough's advanced engineering and sports performance occupier base, the Melton Mowbray Food Cluster expansion pipeline, and the SPV-acquired residential investment market across the Leicester student belt and the wider county. Lender competition for quality income remains intense, keeping borrowing costs in check for the right asset and the right sponsor. If you're considering a commercial property deal in Leicestershire, get in touch with us at commercialmortgagesbroker.co.uk. I'm Georgina. This has been your Q2 2026 briefing.